HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. Hey guys, much like the last 2 weeks, this week's episode is also being recorded from home. So please forgive me if the recording is somewhat off. We'll start this week's episode with smartphones instead of the coronavirus. Last week, I told you guys that the Indian government had hiked the GST on mobile phones, and smartphone makers had said at the time that this would impact the price of phones. Well, this week, companies like Apple, Samsung, Xiaomi and Realme have raised prices on their phones. So the iPhone 11 now starts at ₹68,300 instead of the ₹64,900 price tag earlier. Similarly, the Samsung Galaxy S20 will now start at ₹70,500 instead of ₹66,999, while the S20 Ultra will start at ₹97,900 instead of the ₹92,999 price tag. The same has happened to Xiaomi and Realme phones as well, and unless the government changes the GST, which it is unlikely to, these should be the kind of prices you expect now. Some good news though, it seems like after an initial surge in network traffic due to the COVID-related lockdowns, mobile network traffic in India is now flattening. The Cellular Operators Association of India, which is an industry body that represents all telcos here, said that it doesn't need the Department of Telecom to issue additional spectrum to telcos. The body had earlier asked for additional spectrum because they feared that, you know, networks would fall under the increased stress that was being generated by everybody working from home. Turns out that the fact that YouTube, Netflix and other streaming services have reduced default streaming quality from HD to SD has helped, and that while network traffic still remains high, it's not something that telcos can't cope with at the moment. There's also some good news from Spotify this week. The company has finally inked a deal with Warner Music Group, which gives it access to the publisher's music library in all the countries Spotify is available in, including India. The Warner Music deal had actually broken just before Spotify launched in India, and it really affected the company's music library in the country. It's been over a year, but Spotify seems to have things back on track now. And speaking of companies that got around roadblocks, Chinese Huawei wants Google to submit apps to its new app store, which is called the App Gallery. This week, Huawei reported some really strong sales revenues, and in an interview, the company said that it hopes Google will submit apps to its app stores the same way that it does for iOS devices. That actually could be a solution to the fact that Huawei does not have Google's Android license anymore, so it cannot use Play services. It won't give it the Play Store, but at least Google could give it apps like Google Maps, YouTube, and many others. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.